USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden will address a joint session of Congress Wednesday night, where he's expected to unveil details of his American Families Plan. Biden will reportedly call for free preschool for 3- and 4-year-olds, with federal funds assisting states in offering the pre-K. The proposal is one piece of his more than $1 trillion plan that is focused on education, childcare, and health care. The president is also expected to propose a hike in the capital gains tax rate to pay for his plan. And the president has tapped Texas Sheriff Ed Gonzalez to head U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Gonzalez is the current sheriff of Harris County, the most populous county in the state of Texas and the third largest sheriff department in the country. Gonzalez has been a vocal critic of the previous administration's immigration policies, pulling his department from a federal program to offer assistance to ICE in apprehending and deporting illegal immigrants. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Nearly half of all Americans have received at least one dose of COVID vaccination. But as vaccines are becoming more widely available, demand in many areas in the country has dropped. Several states have asked the federal government not to send their full allotment of shots each week so as not to waste doses they know will go unused. Dr. Tyson Bell says now is the time to start an aggressive campaign to sway those still on the fence about getting the shot. The medical ICU director at the University of Virginia tells CBS News that knowing you have access to the vaccine could sway your decision to get it.
We have to effectively message those who may still be on the fence or less eager to get vaccinated and those who have difficulty gaining access to vaccine. So now we have to get it more widely distributed, the vaccine, into communities so that you come across it on a regular basis, because the two are actually linked. Your decision to get vaccinated can in part be linked to your access, such that if you are on the fence, but you're seeing it regularly in the course of your daily life, and you're seeing people around you getting vaccinated and getting protected, that's that extra incentive for you to get vaccinated. So we have to switch strategy and play more ground game now.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
During his speech Wednesday to a joint session of Congress, President Biden is expected to lay out his plans for American energy independence. But critics point out that his actions in his first 100 days in office have taken the country further away from that goal. Tim Berg reports.
Roughly 200 guests will attend President Biden's joint address to Congress on Wednesday. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying Biden is deeply involved in the development of the speech. Psaki saying he will lay out the details of the American Families Plan and also mention a range of priorities in the coming months, including energy independence and the Green New Deal. When it comes to energy independence, Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso reminds us,
securing energy independence provides all Americans with a more safe and a stronger future. That's why I'm baffled, really baffled, by the efforts of President Biden and his supporters in Congress to destroy entire industries in America and to force tens of thousands of Americans' fossil fuel energy workers into the ranks of the unemployed.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the draw was held Tuesday for this Saturday's 147th running of the Kentucky Derby. 2-1 favorite Essential Quality will start from the 14th post with second choice Rock Your World next door in the 15th slot. The race returns to its traditional place on the first Saturday in May after being delayed to Labor Day weekend last year. Churchill Downs is expected to welcome 45,000 spectators come race day, down from the more than 150,000 people that packed the stands in 2019. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.